Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Good morning. Boy, I'm glad I get to do this. I'm so glad I get to come down here every morning and meet with you guys. I can't even tell you. My whole day focuses around it. I'm getting ready for it in the morning. I was up at 4 this morning. I slept last night. Like, I can't. Did you ever put your head on a pillow and the next thing you know, it's 4 o'clock? That happened to me last night. And when my head popped up at 4 o'clock, when my eyes popped open, I was wired from the time that I got up. And excited about the day. Hey, Mike, get Psalm 43 up on the screen. Just get it ready. Psalm 43, if you will. I hope you guys are still doing your precatory psalms out there. Hope we're still faithful to do that. I heard you. Some of you haven't. I heard you. Come on, we got to stay in this spiritual battle as well. We call that the Air Force, right? Bombarding our enemy from the air. And before I get too deep into all this, what I really want to talk, I'm going to encourage you again today. We're going to win. We're going to win. But I have to acknowledge today, Mike, throw up there that my little girlfriend, Michelle and I have been married 41 years today, 41 years. And I just want to say to all the couples that are out there, I could not do what I do, whatever that is, if I had to fight with my wife. When I got up in the morning, I said, whatever it was, hey, honey, listen, I'm going to go do this today. If I had to fight with her, if she was always whining and moaning and complaining, saying, well, listen, you went yesterday. Do you have to go again? You guys know what I'm talking about. And I just thank God that I don't know how it happened that 42 years ago, the Lord put us together. And 41 years ago today, we got married, November 24th, 19. I don't even know what year it was. Doesn't matter. And that truly, as that old song says, she is the wind underneath my wings. And, you know, sometimes I come on and I poke fun at her, make fun at her. She's the most, hey, I'm being shadow banned for sure. For sure. I don't know if you guys have ever been shadow banned. I'm being shadow banned because I posted this picture of my wife on Facebook today just to honor her and tell everybody how much I loved her. And zero response. I haven't gotten one like. One comment. Normally when I post something, boom, it's to 200 before you do anything. And if you go to my Facebook page, Mike, try it out. Go to my Facebook page, Mike, and you'll see this picture of my wife is posted and not one response. At least last when I checked about 30 minutes ago, not one response, not one comment. No, normally people would be saying, oh, we love Michelle. Oh, we just love Michelle. Oh, there's a couple there. How many, Mike? None. There it is. Are there any comments? Finally, Clay Parker said something. Look at that. None. Not a like. That's been up since about 4:30 this morning. In fact, I posted it as I was laying in bed on my cell phone when I woke up. So about 4 o'clock, that's been up there. And not one like, not one comment. So, folks, this shadow banning post, everything, it's real. I don't know how I got it. I love my wife. Rob Pugh got that shirt made for me. I wear it often. I love my wife. My wife and I are one. Now, listen, I would also say to the men, honor your wife. Honor your wife. I try to do that. I poke fun at her and all that kind of stuff. But I'm telling you, man, that girl right there, when you look up loyalty in the dictionary, that's what you see. You see her and Norm Emmett's. That's the two things you see. Her right there. The greatest Gigi, grandma, the greatest just everything. And I wouldn't be anyways. I'll stop it already. But you guys get it. You get it. That petite little loving little. Wow, 41 years. I don't even remember what it was. What was it even like?
Love you.
And whoever, by the way, whoever, thank you to whoever put up people to sending cards to my wife. It really blessed her. I don't know who was responsible for it, but it was a blessing. So now I know Bill Barr's wife was blessed too. when we send cards to Mrs. Barr, it blesses her. I know that why, because somebody schemed together and sent those to my wife. So it matters, man. We got to keep that up. We got to keep that pressure on. See, I've been hearing more and more about Bill Barr being deep state and all that. I believe all that stuff. Remember this. The Bible tells us this. I wish I knew where it was. It's somewhere in Psalms. That the heart, think about that. The heart of the king is as water in the hand of the Lord. So you can say, you know, Bill Barr is deep state. Yeah. But the heart of the king is as water in the hand of the Lord. Say, Coach, you can't trust any of those guys. That's right. But know this, the heart of the king is as water in the hand of the Lord. And I want you to think about your own life, how when the king got a hold of your heart, how he directed it. By the way, that's the end of that psalm, which I don't have in front of me. The heart of the king is as water in the hand of the Lord. He directs it wherever he will. The Lord can move on deep state Bill Barr. And if you don't believe that, you don't have any faith. I'm just telling you. See, it doesn't take any faith at all to believe something that's already true. That doesn't take any faith at all. But what if the heart of Bill Barr was deep state and the heart of the king? What if the Lord squeezed his heart and he changed? What if he had come to Jesus moment? What if he looked in the mirror and said, you know what? I'm 77 years old. I got $40 million. What's my life all about? I could really make it. Who knows, right? The heart of the king is as water in the hand of the Lord. He directs it wherever he will. Does anybody know where that is in the Psalms? So I don't want people to think I'm lying. Come on, somebody dig that up for me. Pastor Dale, he'll dig it up for me. The heart of the king is water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will. That has to.
Proverbs 21.
So folks, that has to be our prayer. That's what it means to root up, to pull out, to pluck down, to tear down the heart of the king. Proverbs 21. I'm sorry, Glenn. I got my chops running. I forgot what it said. 21:3. Is that what you said, Glenn? 21:1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. Every way of a man's heart is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts to do justice and judgment. Mark, Trump, there it is. Boy, folks, put those three verses together when you think about prayer, praying for Bill Barr or whoever those in authority. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. What does the Lord want? Justice and judgment. Justice and judgment. Mike, go back to verse 1. Let's do that again. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. And every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord ponders the heart. Bill Barr, to do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Who's going to pray for Bill Barr right now? Somebody right now, pray for Bill Barr. Come on, don't be shy. Come on in. Pray for Bill Barr. That anointing, that unction's on somebody. Step in and do it.
Lord, Heavenly Father, Bill Barr is an awesome man. He needs to be turned to you. He is on a deep state. Father, he's a wonderful man that we need to bring up to you. Turn his heart because the waters are probing and the waters are turning. Dear Lord Jesus, we ask that you have your anointing on him to convict them and bring them over. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Somebody pray right now. Somebody pray right now for Donald Trump's legal team. Somebody do that right now. Come on, you know who you are. Come on.
Father, I just lift up the voice of these advocates for our president and for righteousness, that you would shine a light on all the deception that's going on, that would all be exposed, and that you would stay the hands of these attorneys, stay the hands of this legal team, everybody that's working on it, that they would not give up, that they would persevere, that they would work through all adversity, and that they would be blessed with unexpected blessings, that unexpected things would come to light, and unexpected successes would come, and that you would show yourself strong, and that everybody would know that it is your strength that has brought about this righteous judgment. We pray it together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want somebody right now to pray for Melania Trump. As somebody who's who's walked that public life, I understand the tension in the home. Would somebody lift her up to him? That she not be a pebble in his shoe? Would she be an encouragement to him? Somebody.
Lord Jesus, we come to you and we pray for Trump's wife to be blessed, Lord, that she be an encouragement to the husband. And Lord, we pray the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ over Trump, his wife, and the legal team. I pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Psalm 43, Mike, pull that up there. Thank you, Myra. Psalm 43.
You're welcome.
Psalm 43.
Hey, Coach.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, real quick, just while you were in that same psalm, I don't expect Mike to go. The last psalm, Proverbs 21, that you were in, down when it gets to verse 12, it says, the righteous God considers the house of the wicked and overthrowing the wicked for their wickedness. So, I mean, this is all part of the imprecatory prayer, you know, praying that God Amen. Would overthrow the wicked for their wickedness. That this goes hands in hands with this. I mean, we've got imprecatory concepts in the Proverbs also.
I'm at war, brother. I'm already at war. Listen, I'm going to tell you something else. Hey, folks, if you think this war is just going to go away, if you think this spiritual war is just going to go away, baby, let me tell you something. We have days coming ahead of us that we're not going to believe. It's coming ahead of us. Because we're late to the war. We're late. The devil has been waging war for 60 years in this country, and the church has been absent from it. And the church is beginning to awaken and beginning to understand what's going on. And now we have to begin to try to fight back and push back, and they're not going to give up without a fight. Not going to do it. Is Joe in here today? Joe Silver, you in here today, Silver? You always are. I know you are. Let me find you here. I'm trying to get my screen to work here, boys. Sorry. Did Silver answer? I hope everybody's healthy in his family because he's always in here. Okay, Silver. Hey, Silver, I want you to read for us. It's up on the screen. Psalm 43, it was given to me this morning. I don't know where I got it. I don't know, but I got it. Silver, would you read that for us, bud?
Read it, you faggot. Read it right now.
See, there you go. We're stirring with the demons, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Stirring those demons up, boys. It's all good, isn't it? It's all good. They're not off listening to Joel Osteen, that demon, that homosexual demon. He ain't listening to Joel Osteen, is he? No. He ain't listening to him. Go ahead, Silver.
Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man.
Yes, Lord, do that.
For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto the holy hill and to thy tabernacles.
Mm-hmm.
Then I will go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp I will praise thee, O God, my God.
Amen.
Why art thou cast down, O my soul?
I'm not, Joe. I'm not cast down, brother. Go ahead.
And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God.
Mm.
For I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God.
So be it, so let it be written, so let it be done.
Amen.
Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. I got a great feeling of anticipation today. I had it yesterday, I told you. Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I'm aware today. And I say, bring it on. Whatever it is, bring it on. Want all of you out there to be praying for Larry Richardson's wife. Gail's in the hospital. Some blood issues. Mark Mattingly. Mark, are you well? I'm back up on your feet. Serge, you doing okay? Anybody else out there need any prayer at all for any type of healing or financial needs or anything like that? Mark, you doing okay, bud? Are you back to work?
No, I'm not back to work, Coach. I'm still looking at surgery the first week of December, but I am doing better. It's a long story, but yeah, I'm doing better. Yesterday was my best day, really, since I've been home from the hospital.
Mark, you got any money coming in?
Well, my wife's working.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not starving. You guys aren't starving, huh?
No, we're not. We're not starving. We got food on the table, roof over our head. Thanks for asking, Coach.
All right, buddy. Anybody else out there needs any prayer for anything specific? Yeah, Larry, go ahead.
Yes.
Hey, Coach. Pushing back and not standing up and doing what it was supposed to. That's
for me. I'm a big 50, and you fucking queer.
60 million babies have died because the church didn't push back. Well, that same non-pushback church that is responsible for the killing of 60 million babies is also the responsible for the death of millions and millions of people who are going to end up in hell because the church did not tell the people the truth.
For you to know to do good and you not to do it, to you it is sin, folks. I mean, it's very, very clear. And we know all of our sins are under the blood, right? But to willfully disobey the Lord, that ain't a good thing, man. Out of fear. You're disobeying the Lord out of fear, really? You have any?
Hey, Coach, this caller, 5-4. Yeah. I hope you understand that weaponized autism can find you idiots, so maybe you should just stop.
Listen, it is what it is, right? It's a demon, man. It's a demon. Hey, listen, I want to throw one more thing up on the screen. Stay with me. I got a really good teaching today that sounds arrogant. I got something to share with you today. I think it'll be advantageous to you, okay? Mike,
I need some prayer, too.
What do you need?
You don't mind.
What do you need prayer for, dear?
I have a healing. I'm going to have the surgery on my neck. And I'm really scared to death.
Okay.
Right now.
Oh, quit being scared. Hey, Mark Madden, pray for her right now. Would you do that?
Is it sir. Be my honor.
Luann?
Your word says that God's not given us a spirit of fear, but instead a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. So we come against this fear that Luann is feeling, that you would give her perfect peace instead of fear, that you would strengthen her faith, and that you would lead her to the scriptures that promise your healing. You paid the price for healing. It's already done, that she would reach out and receive that in faith, that you would guide the hands of the doctors, whoever else is making the decisions, and that you'd get all the glory for her healing, complete and total healing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Now listen to me. Listen to me.
Yes.
I'm not a name and claim it guy. Listen to me. Stop agreeing with the devil. You guys hear me? Stop agreeing. Stop speaking what the devil told you. Stop it.
Amen.
Stop it.
Right. Amen.
Quit repeating what the devil spoke to you.
Amen.
Stop it. Stop it. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen. What comes out of your mouth is what's really in your heart. If you're talking about being afraid and I don't want to do it and it's so awful, stop it.
Amen.
Speak life.
Yes.
Speak life. Amen.
I'm not just
chastising you. All of us. We all go around and mumble. Say we have faith and go around and mumble and grumble and woe is me all the time. Come on in, Dale. I saw you click in.
Absolutely, Coach. Right up my line right here. The Bible says that we speak life and death with the power. With the power, dunamis power of the tongue, and they who love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Brother, let me tell you what, I get it eating bad foods and stuff like that, but people go into a doctor, the doctor says, oh, you have this. And the second he says that, that word jumps on it, and brother, we line with that, and it becomes us. Brother, I want to tell you, if I can pray and believe by the audible word of my mouth, believing in my heart that Christ is Lord, God raised him from the dead, and this is my salvation, what makes me think that when these words, these in spirit of infirmities is what I believe, coming out of his mouth, jumping on us, that we cannot cancel that assignment from the devil.
Amen.
Hey, folks, amen. Amen. I'm living proof, and so is my dad. He had a major stroke 7 years ago, was told he wouldn't make it through the night, and he is totally recovered. Don't listen to the doctors. They're just guessing.
Exactly.
Now listen.
I'm not believing the doctor.
Don't take ownership of what does not belong to you. What are you talking about, Coach? Quit talking about my back's always hurting. My knee's always hurting. I can't. I got diabetes and my aches and pains. Stop it.
Yes.
Just listen to that guy who's always coming in, Coach. You know what's in his heart and in his mind. It's as sick as a swamp, right? Because that's what comes out of his mouth.
That's right. So when people say to me, how you doing? I said, listen, I'm either up or getting up. That's where I am.
That's right. Now I'm getting up.
I ain't never down. I ain't never down. Winners bounce. Winners bounce. Coach. Yes, Silver. You up or getting up?
Father, I'd like to lift up my wife. She's got an issue with her hand that came up all of a sudden. With her left hand, it's all swollen. She can't even get her rings off. And with the work that she does, which is in a store, loading up and everything, I just wanted to lift her up and pray for her real quickly.
Pray for her, Naomi. What's her name, Joe?
Jamie.
Pray for Jamie, Naomi, will you?
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today with so many prayer requests. And we pray the blood of Jesus over Jamie and her hands. You know that she needs to be able to have use of them for the work that she does. And I pray the blood of Jesus for healing over her, and that you would just take care of all the discomfort and all the swelling, and just pray that it would go down and that she would feel that she would be back to normal and be able to use her hands the way that she needs to. In your name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hey, I got to throw a real quick thank you out to Roger Weaver. Roger Weaver's putting my wife and I up in a fancy place tonight. So I appreciate that, Roger's our 41st anniversary, and Roger's always doing nice things like that behind the scenes. So tomorrow I'll be coming to you from parts unknown, because Michelle and I, believe it or not, get a chance to get away. So I'm not complaining. I don't want to sound like complaining. All right, cool. Hey, listen, Mike, pull up there the new T-shirt, folks. Listen, we are Terry Ladrick. God bless Terry Ladrick. Terry's been a buddy. It's stuck by me for a lot of times too. We realized when we went to Washington, D.C., we need a team uniform. One of the reasons we got lost is we had on 15 different colors. Everybody just kind of blended together. So Terry designed this shirt for me, and he designed it this way on purpose. Folks, this is a billboard advertising, trying to bring more people into the loop here. It's what we're trying to do. So I would like all of you, listen, it's $20 for me to print them and mail it to you, $20. But like all of you, if you can, we don't have the website set up yet. We'll get it set up. This is going to be our game uniform. When we go places, this is what we're going to wear, so everybody will know that we're all part of the same team. Pass the Salt with the cross hat on it, CoachDaveLive.com. And then on the back of it, I don't know if you can see that or not, that is a replica of pushing up the flag at Iwo Jima. Except we're pushing up the cross.
Understand? Like that.
So, again, listen, they're not. Thanks for Terry for the design. And, you know, a lot of people I struggled with it for about 4 days how to put it all together. But this is what we're going to have. This will be an official team uniform. The website's not ready to handle it yet. It's on my end. I didn't tell them to get it up, but we'll get that up in there. Understand this. Some of these shirts, you wouldn't believe the price leap that you make when you get past extra large. The price doubles. Somebody called it the fat fine, but it does. The cost of the shirt doubles, and then some places it's $8 to ship, believe it or not. So I just don't want to lose money on it. So thanks, Terry, for getting us together. By the way, that is a crimson shirt he has right there. The one that we will have done will be a true red shirt, just like we've had. We want it to stick out. So when that's ready to go, we'll let you know. Okay, cool. Hey, Mike, real quickly. I want to salute Bobby Lee because Bobby Lee is always doing all kinds of video. I don't know. He's like our videographer. And Mike, Bobby put together about a 4-minute video of our march to D.C. He put it to the song "Saddle Up Your Horses," and I want to play this in honor of Bobby because he did put so much time and effort and energy into it. But again, also just for those of you to remember what it was that we hey, stay with me. I got something really good to share with you. I promise you. But I want to honor Bobby with this video that he put together of our trip to Washington. Go ahead, Mike.
Saddle up your horses.
Great work. Great work, Bobby. Man, that's good. Whew, that's good. Hey, listen, put on your calendar December 12th because we're going to go back there. At least that's the plan right now. Subject to change. But if you can free up December 12th, we're going to be doing something that weekend as well. We still are up in the air a little bit, excuse me, with Kyle Rittenhouse, who has now been released from jail. Still waiting. We're making some plans on all that stuff. So God bless you all. Hey, I want to Mike, go pull up Lynn Wood because I want to show you. I want to show you something here, folks, we don't understand. Again, we are our social studies training has been so unbelievably awful. It's just been awful. It was bad when I was in school. It's even worse now. Yeah, I don't even know if they do social studies. Remember, we used to have Problems of Democracy, POD. Everybody used to have that, remember? I don't even know if they have it anymore. Do we even teach this stuff in our churches anymore? Do we talk about I don't think we do. Go ahead, whoever that is. Come on in.
Hey, Coach, you were asking earlier for prayer requests. My wife has a real definite prayer request. Her thyroid took a different turn, and the goiter's doing something weird, and we need that to just go away.
Well, Lord, we ask you right now, Lord, that you own goiters. You created every part of our body, Lord. And our bodies, you told us that healing is the children's bread.
Right.
And Lord, we just pray that you touch it right now. Top of her head to the soles of her feet. Lord, you said the heart of the king was as water. You could direct it. Well, you can direct a heart inside somebody or a gallbladder or whatever, Lord. We just ask you to touch her. Give her some of her bread. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Coach,
yeah, Myra.
I have a request to pray for my husband. He is asthmatic, and to pray for his soul, and just to pray for him. Thank you. His name is Mike.
Who's going to pray? What's his name, Myra?
Mike.
Who's going to pray for Mike? Somebody pray for Mike.
I'll pray for him, Coach.
Go, brother.
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to lift up Mike, work in his heart, do things in his life to where he sees you, Lord. Give him the strength and courage to follow you and answer your call. Bless his life and help him to be salt and light to other people. Be with him. Be with Myra. Help her to know what to say and do to encourage you. In Jesus' name we pray. We ask you to be with him. Amen.
Lord, we come against that prideful heart in Mike right now, Lord. Lord, we know, Lord, that as people get older, eternity gets closer. And Father, we just pray that you would break that pride, that will inside of him, Lord. That he would come to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, Coach.
It's hard to admit you've been wrong. Yeah, yeah, come on in.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, my father could use prayer as well. He just celebrated his 90th birthday yesterday. His health is good overall, but he does not know the Lord.
Mm. What's his name?
J-E-Y.
Jay. Lord, hook Jay. Bring him in, Lord Jesus. Bring him in, Lord. Send the hounds of heaven after him even right now, Lord. Oh, Lord, open his eyes. Break that spirit of delusion over him, Lord. Touch him, Lord. Lord, be faithful to Gary that you would rescue his father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Coach,
amen.
I got one.
Go, Joe.
Pray for Carol and her family that lost two family members this year, her mother and now her brother-in-law.
Hmm. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for Carol. Father, we thank you for the wonderful mother that she is and helpmeet she is to Joseph and the grandmother that she is. And Lord, we just pray that you would soothe her broken heart. And again, as water is in the hand of the Lord, just pray that you comfort her in this time, strengthen the family. Help her to be either up or getting up. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
my boss that you pray for, could you pray a prayer and everybody pray for his healing? I went to work yesterday, and he's laying up on his couch. He had surgery. He's an unbeliever. I've been praying for him for 20 years, and still no breakthrough there. But his God is money.
Okay, now listen.
His name is Bruce.
Hey, listen, Reb. There is breakthrough there. You just don't see it.
There is
breakthrough there. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. Bruce.
Awaken, Bruce. Lord, touch and awaken Bruce even right now. Father, we thank you for all the seeds that Reb has sown. I thank you for all the watering that's been done. And Lord, we call forth that fruit in Jesus' name. Touch him, Lord. Heal him. Yeah. Rescue him, Lord. From the path to hell, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Coach.
Amen. I want to encourage you today. We're going to win. Don't know what it looks like, but we're going to win. Mike, I want you to forward. I got Lynn Wood, who is, go to the 640 mark, Mike. This thing is, I think we posted this. If you haven't listened to this, I encourage you to do it again. Okay, now this is an interview he did with Howie Carr. And again, Lynn Wood's a believer, folks, a powerful, strong Bible. He's one of us. His attorney's one of us. And I want you to listen to something he says here, and then I'm gonna share something with you, okay? So Mike started at about the 640 mark, and let's listen to what Lynn. Hey, listen. Hey, folks, please, 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 please. Stop listening to the media. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. They're all arrayed against the Psalm 2, against the Lord and his anointed. They are all arrayed against him. Their job is to make you feel defeated. Their job is to harm your faith. Their job is to cause you to doubt. Their job is to cause you to fear. Please do not listen to the media. You understand that when Rudy Giuliani and those folks held the press conference, the major media didn't even come. They didn't even report on it. Why? Because they're trying to do something, friends. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. I'm praying for Joe. I see something blue sky put in there. Joe Carrico. Joe, that marriage, death, till death do us part. Lord, we just pray right now that you would restore that marriage, that you would break the hands of the wicked one, the bonds of the wicked one, and restoration would come in Jesus' name. Lynn Wood, go ahead, Mike.
Amen. Amen.
6 minutes and 40 seconds.
The
Mark,
legislators in Georgia and the other states, all of which basically, are, except for Nevada, are controlled by Republicans in both branches. Do you really think the legislators have the cojones to do that?
Well, legislators are politicians. And most of these state politicians, they have to run for office within a couple of years.
Right.
Whether they have the cojones to do it or not, too many of them are in government because they want power, influence, and money. So they'll probably want to stay there. If they want to stay there, they're going to follow the will of the people. And the will of the people in this election was overwhelmingly to reelect Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. I am confident that President Trump won a historic landslide election. What you hear now in the media, it's a lie. The media has been lying to this country as a propaganda tool for the people that were trying to overthrow our government for years. They groomed us. They played us. But you fool us once, okay, you're not going to fool the people of this country twice. We know what they've done now. They've been caught. In time, a lot of people are going to go to jail, Howie.
Rudy Giuliani said today to Steve Bannon that they have three whistleblowers from one of these software companies that was supposedly involved in this on a multi-state level that have already come forward. Is that true, as far as you know?
Well, I know that there are whistleblowers. I think there's probably going to be much more than three. But I can tell you that the evidence is going to be undisputed that the Dominion voting machines were originally in Venezuela, paid for by Cuban money, and then found their way into this country in business relationships tied to George Soros and to the Clinton Foundation. It doesn't take rocket science to figure out who's behind the effort to overthrow our government. It's the global elitist. It's the criminals like the Clinton crime family. And the country's going to find out there's been a heavy involvement by China. We're going to go through some difficult days and weeks ahead, but we're going to prevail. Freedom's going to reign. But it's going to be difficult. But when it's over, things in this country are going to return to the days of when we lived a truthful life and we get rid of all this swamp, these swamp creatures who have used our government, used our taxpayers' money to stick it in their own pockets, like Joe Biden, like Bill Clinton, like Hillary Clinton, like Barack Obama.
Can this all be accomplished, though, by December 14th when the Electoral College meets?
Well, listen, the timing of all of this, I don't know anything about. I'm sure this will proceed on the timing that our president sets forth. I would like to think that over the next several days that we'll learn increasingly more about the evidence that establishes the crimes that have been committed, so that within a period of time, reasonable period of time, the evidence is going to have mounted up to a point where the people know what happened. They will accept that it was a fraud, a theft of our election, and then the people will demand justice and accountability. We've been waiting for that from the Jeffrey Epstein matter. We've been waiting for it from the John Durham matter. We've been waiting for it from the Hunter Biden laptop, the Anthony Weiner laptop. We've been waiting for it now for the election theft and fraud. All of these things are going to be revealed. Every lie, Howie, every lie, with time, will be revealed.
I just hope it's before. I just hope it's in time. I just hope there's.
Folks, listen. Go listen to this. Hey, this ain't some government hack we're talking to here, okay? Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
We also are waiting and have been waiting since Kennedy was killed. We have been waiting since Nixon opened China. We have been waiting since New World Order Bush committed us to the New World Order and the UN. We've been waiting a very long time, and we're all basically complicit and asleep for not holding them accountable.
Amen. Amen. So Jack, it is a make or break time for us right now. What a time to be alive. What a time to get, what an opportunity to get a chance to be part of this thing. It's unbelievable. Hey, listen, I got to do this because I really want to clear some things up for you, okay? Hey, Mike, pull up preponderance of evidence. Folks, this is critical. Really, I'm having trouble this morning. I don't mean to. For some reason, here on my screen, I can't get all of you up there. I can only have me up there. Oh, Lord. Hey, well, I'll figure it out. Yeah, Randy, come on in.
Coach, let me read a scripture. I think we need exhorted right here. I think this is the place. Okay, Ephesians 4, 29 and 30. Let no worthless communication proceed out of our mouth.
Wow.
But what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And verse 30, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom we were sealed for the day of redemption. Coach, when we let doubt and negative talk and everything against what God is doing, he's trying to bring forth truth, Coach. When we go against that and we bring out our negativism, our doubts, our worries, we are grieving the Holy Spirit.
Amen, brother. Amen, Randy.
Coach, we have to see what God is doing. Forget what we don't look. Just shut your eyes. Everybody, close your eyes and understand that God is trying to bring forth truth in our nation. And for us to not be on that side, Coach, we're letting negative, worthless thoughts and words come out. We need to learn to shut our mouths.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, Coach.
Well, then. Yes.
Yeah, this is actually a question that anyone out here could answer. Yeah, okay, so we have all this stuff going on, but how do we know that, you know, this isn't, you know, God's judgment on this nation for all the wickedness we've done, and that, you know, even though we are praying these prayers for truth, you know, for the light of truth to come out about, you know, the election and all these other matters, that these things won't be playing out, and that, you know, we're going to see, you know, well, everything unfolding, what really we deserve as a nation.
Gary, so listen, are you going to pray God's will be done, or are you going to pray what you want done? I think we're supposed to pray that that kingdom will be torn down and then let God sort it out. That's what I think. See, you can't pray being double-minded. You just can't do that. You just can't do that. So you pray what the Lord put on your heart that you would like to see done, and nevertheless, your will be done, Lord. You do whatever, Lord. Coach, you do whatever. Yes.
Nevertheless doesn't belong in that prayer. Nevertheless is not included in the way Jesus taught us to pray. Either you trust God or you don't. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. Quit picking on me.
I'm sticking to my story.
Quit picking on me. I'm trying to. Okay. I'm messing around here with nothing. I can't get anybody else's picture up on my screen. I don't know why. Yes. Come on in.
Hey, Coach, I was just going to say, you know, being all this cheating has finally been just exposed. How many years has this been going on? We really don't know yet.
We're going to find out.
How many years has the American public actually wanted to get rid of abortion, get rid of gay marriage? They voted to do these things, and God sees, and he knows who voted, and he sees that an overwhelming majority want things done the right way, in a moral way. That's why God hasn't totally destroyed this nation, because there's more of us that want good things to come to pass than that want wicked.
Amen. Amen. Right, well, listen, we won't put feet to our faith. We want God to do a miracle. We won't put feet to our faith. I got to get this in, okay? I got to get this in.
Okay.
Go ahead, Trent.
Sorry. I think that's what I'll call him, Pastor Lynn Wood, was saying. He was basically saying, the time frame this unequal balances have put forward does not matter. Once all the truth comes out, the time frame does not matter. You know, the people just stand up regardless. You know, if it fits in their box or whatever, it doesn't matter, because how wicked it was and how long it's been wicked.
Amen. Amen. Mike, throw up their preponderance of evidence. I got to get this, because this is where every one of us are being deceived. Now, I'm probably going to have to look away from it, because for some reason, all I can see on my screen is me. No matter what I click on, I see me. I don't know. I hit this. That doesn't do it. I hit this. That doesn't do it. I hit this. That doesn't do it. So I'm going to preponderance of evidence. Let me look over here and get it up on my own screen. This is critical. Folks, listen, we are talking about what's going on now. Remember, Tucker Carlson came out. Mike, is this on the screen for everybody else to see? Okay, good. The preponderance of evidence. We don't understand the legal bar that must be jumped over. And what we're talking about, a lot of what's going on is what they are calling civil suits. We're having civil lawsuits. We're not having death penalty cases before a jury. When Tucker Carlson says, where's the evidence? Where's the evidence? Well, the word up on the screen right now, again, I can't see it. I'm sorry. I have to look over here. Preponderance of evidence. It says when an individual files a lawsuit against another person or entity, state of Florida, state of Georgia, he must prove to the judge or jury that his claims are true. The phrase preponderance of evidence refers to the level of proof that the plaintiff must provide. In simple terms, the plaintiff must prove that it is more likely than not that the facts presented are true. Now, remember this, right? What is it in the court of law? Beyond a shadow of doubt, beyond reasonable. That's not, folks, that ain't what we're dealing with here. Okay, that's not what we're dealing with. That it proved that it's more likely than not that the facts presented are true. To explore this concept, consider the preponderance of evidence definition. Mike, maybe you can scroll on down. I'm doing it here on my screen because I'm blaming me. Something here, I don't know what to do. So what is the preponderance of evidence? It is evidence that persuades a judge or a jury to lean to one side as opposed to the other. In other words, is it likely this could happen? That's all you need. As opposed to, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. But they look at it and say, there's something there. That's all that has to be proven with all these cases going before these judges. The cases that are going to go before the Supreme Court of the United States. A preponderance of evidence. Not beyond a reasonable doubt. Okay? Because what? If they win on the preponderance of the evidence, then what? Now everything's opened up to go find the evidence. You with me? They're not going to go in there with all the evidence. They're going to go in there to the courts and the judge is going to say, man, that doesn't look very good. There must be something right here. I grant you the right to discovery. You understand? This is how this whole thing works. They don't have to come in there with all the proof. The judge will look at it. What is preponderance of evidence? Is the standard by which civil lawsuits in the United States must be proved. The standard requires the plaintiff to be proved based on evidence of witness testimony that there is a greater than 50% likelihood that it could have happened. Yeah, it could have happened. Okay, now, I'm running out of time. The burden of proof, I assume you're scrolling, Mike, my fault. In any civil lawsuit, the burden of proof is less stringent, with the plaintiff only being required to prove to the court that it is more likely that it happened. There are three levels of proof required in different types of court cases. This is important there, okay? Maybe you can highlight them, Mike. Number one, these are the three levels of evidence. Number one, the preponderance of evidence. Used in civil court cases, this standard of proof must convince the judge or the jury that the facts as presented by the plaintiff are more likely than not to be true. In most cases, this means that there must be at least 51% likelihood that the facts are true. So they go and they present all the evidence from Dominion and show all the votes that were changed and look back and say, something's fishy here. That's all they need. The judge say, something fishy. And then they're opened up to discovery. Then the judge says, okay, let's see your books, Dominion. Let's see your books, Democratic National Committee. Let's see your books, governors. That's what happens next. Okay, then the second standard is clear and convincing evidence. The standard of proof used in many equity cases, such as paternity death, you're getting a paternity test, child custody, juvenile delinquency, probate, and persons of need of supervision, evidence in this standard must be substantially more probable to be true and give the judge or a jury a firm belief that it's true. This is a higher standard of proof than preponderance of evidence. So if they want to take your child away from you, they can't just say, maybe something went there. No. Got to be overwhelming evidence. Overwhelming evidence. That's called clear and convincing. And then the third one is beyond a reasonable doubt. See, we've been watching too many lawyer shows on TV, haven't we? We've lost sight of what's going on. So when Tucker Carlson said, give me the evidence. Hey, Tucker. They're presenting evidence so they can get to the evidence. Come on. Beyond a reasonable doubt. That's the standard of proof required in criminal cases in which the prosecution must convince the judge or jury that the defendant's guilt is sure, that there is no way a rational person could have any doubt. So the preponderance of evidence, Lynn Wood presents his evidence. Sidney Powell presents her evidence, and they say, yep, looks like it. You can start some discovery, and we do some discovery, and we find out that George W. Bush did something. Now he gets charged criminally, and the standard changed. Am I making myself clear? Do you guys understand what we're dealing with here? That this idea that the media is saying, where's the proof? Where's the beef? We're looking for the beef. We're showing you the evidence that a hamburger was cooked here. Now we're looking for it. That's the standard. Folks, this is not... They're going to show 130,000 votes in Pennsylvania with no trail to them. That doesn't prove. They don't have to prove that they cheated That is the preponderance of evidence. They said, whoa, those 135 signatures came in and nobody verified them and there's no trail. Ooh, that don't look good. Maybe we better investigate that. That's what we're dealing with. That's where we are. We're not in a criminal court. We're not going to come in with the evidence against Bill Clinton. But if the judge says there's a preponderance of evidence, open the books, start discovery, then Joe Biden's butt's in trouble. Hmm. You get it, folks? You get what?
That's a key thing. It's not a criminal court, Coach. That's exactly it. This is on the presumption that there's definitely leeway to this. And I'm telling you, brother, this thing is going to blow. I see that now there's calling for another recount.
It's getting worse and worse. By the way, folks, is this the story the media is telling you? Has the media told you they don't really need to prove it? They just need to show that there's something wrong there? Has the media been telling you that? Well, of course not. Why? Deep state, baby. The deep state. Well, come on. Have you noticed the Republicans aren't barking either? Why aren't the Republicans barking? Because they've been part of it for how many years? How far does this thing go back? And they're smart enough to know that if you get one, you get them all. What did Ben Franklin say? We either hang together or we hang separately. The Republicans realize, whoa.
Hey, Coach.
We got to get rid of Trump.
One caveat you just said is that it is dependent upon the judges properly applying the level of evidence required. Because so far, in Pennsylvania at least, the judges have ignored that level of evidence requirement.
That's right. They don't want to even look at it, right? Because why? Deep state, man. We are wrestling not against flesh and blood. This is Psalm 2 at work right in front of our very eyes. Folks, we're in an information war. And we have to understand, please, everybody say this. You don't have to do it on the microphone. Preponderance of evidence. We just got to get them to say, maybe it happened. Wow, maybe that did happen. That's all we need. That's all we need.
It doesn't matter what the little judges are saying in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Wisconsin, because the gatekeepers, where these cases are going to go through quickly to the Supreme Court, it matters. And the fact of the matter, this is not a judge by or jury by trial. This is by judge. So now you have these constitutionalists. I believe this is going to. It's kind of like, you know, when they have these recalls on vehicles and how that happens. It's not like, well, we had to be in the vehicle when the brake line failed. No, all we got to show is that there was failure along the way, consistent failure along the way. These brakes failed on this car. It didn't fail on all the cars, but it failed on a multiple of cars. We can prove now that this is a weak brake.
Dale, we can prove if you give us the chance to see the evidence. That's all we got to do. Give us the chance to find the evidence. That's where we are. Hey, folks, listen. We're going to win. We're either going to win or our nation's going to go away. I mean, that's really where we are.
Yeah. Now, is that what they had to do with the fake dossier? They had to illustrate a preponderance of evidence to spend 2 years, 4 years, whatever, waste money?
Basically, yes, Mark, but it was fake evidence to begin with, wasn't it? But that's what happened. After they presented the fake dossier, which was a preponderance of evidence, then the judge says, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, there's some good evidence. Go ahead and dig into it. But what? The evidence was fake. The evidence at the beginning was fake, right? Well, this ain't fake. 135,000 ballots have popped in out of nowhere. Just the preponderance of evidence. Can somebody say this with me? Something's fishy. That's all we need them to say. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.